Patient name, Cassandra Schuer, spelled S-C-H-A-U-E-R. Date of birth is 8-16 of 1981. Date of service is 8-27 of 2025. This is a 44-year-old female patient. She is here today as follow-up. She was last seen on the 20th, 7 days ago. She came in for UTI symptoms. At that point, she was given Macrobid as well as Diflucan for vaginal yeast infection. She tells me that she does not have any more urinary tract infection symptoms. However, she still maintains an itch related to the yeast infection, which is more in the area of the labia majora, period, new paragraph. I've done a complete review of systems with her. She denies all, so she seems to be doing well with the exception of that vaginal yeast at the labia majora, period, new paragraph. No other issues verbalized, no chest pain, shortness of breath, no abdominal pain, no activity intolerance. Doing well except for what's mentioned above. Period, new paragraph. Vital signs, blood pressure 117 over 69, pulse 87, respirations 18, oxygenation 95, temperature 98.4. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Surgical history, she did have CABG, a coronary artery bypass graft, and a tubal ligation as well. Negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking. Period, new paragraph. On exam, she's awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, mildly obese. She's not in any distress whatsoever. She has a good demeanor. Period, new paragraph. H-E-E-N-T, largely unremarkable, neck soft, no thyromegaly or masses. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, there is no murmur. Lungs are clear, abdomen is soft. Period, new paragraph. We did not do a vaginal inspection today. Now, she was very accurate in describing to me exactly where the itch was. I feel very confident that she is competent to tell me exactly the location of where the itch was located, and it seems to be at the vaginal labia majora area, period, new paragraph. So this is what we will treat today, period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Tinea cruris, vaginal yeast, period, new paragraph. Patient will receive Diflucan 100 milligrams per day times 3 days. And, of course, ketoconazole topical to be applied to the area of itch. She's going to apply that twice a day for, or actually daily for 2 weeks, period, new paragraph. I've gone over the plan of care with her. She understands that. I've asked her if there's any issues with that or if she doesn't seem to be getting better to call me back right away. And then she can return as needed.